the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And Lundy, I need a palate cleanser. After what I witnessed last night, my eyes were gouged out. My retina were bleeding as there were 54 fouls called in 45 minutes of play in the Illinois and Indiana game. Yes, that included overtime. It was an absolute rock fight. I hate it when zebras hijack games. They also had clock issues. You know, they were like running things on an Apple IIe or a Commodore 64. They couldn't even get, a simple clock management down in that contest at the Assembly Hall. It was a game that essentially took, I think they're still playing it. It took something like 3 hours plus. It was like a football game. It was just the dumbest. I hate it so much. And I think the film from that game should be shown at ref school of what not to do in the future. But, okay, please wash away that memory because it is a hump day here on the podcast, which means you got a hockey pick or two for me, don't
I
you?
Do, as a matter of fact. We got a doubleheader going on. By the way, early start, first game. There's only two games on the NHL slate for today. And the first one, because they're on NBCSN, the first one actually has a puck drop, Brad, of 5:30 Eastern. So if you're thinking about dropping in, yeah, really weird. If you're thinking about dropping in on these games with me, then make sure that you do this. I hit a 7-leg hockey parlay last night, which means I'm probably doomed to go 0-for-2 on the pod today. I'm not going to lie. But we're gonna do this. We're actually going to take the early game between Detroit and Tampa. We're going to go on an alt line for total goals. The normal over-under is 5.5. I'm going to bump that up to 6.5 because I don't expect a ton of scoring, but that 5.5 has me a little concerned. So I'm going to alt line that up to under 6.5, and I'm going to parlay that with the home underdog in the second game of the doubleheader. I think Philly, even though they're outperforming what I think they actually are as a team here early in the season, we know that so far in the NHL, home teams are winning at a rather odd clip. So I'm going to stick with Philly, even though they're the underdog. You put those two together, Brad, alt under 6.5 in the Detroit-Tampa game, along with Philly on the money line. It turns into a plus 240.
I love it, baby. Let's get some winners. Get some Hamiltons in the pocket on this hump day hockey edition of FTN. And you want to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And you might have heard the 55th big game. It's this Sunday, 55. A game this big deserves a big prize, not just some random shiny trophy. And to finish off the football season, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all players a no-brainer of an offer. To celebrate football's finale, DraftKings Sportsbook is doubling your money if a touchdown is scored in the game. That's right. All it takes is for one TD to be scored on Sunday night, and boom! You got money in your account. You double it instantaneously. Sounds like a no-brainer, right? As if this game wasn't enough reason to party. Joe's, tequila, more Joe's in my universe. I don't know about yours. But with double the cash, you'll be celebrating until next season. So don't forget about DraftKings Big Game Prediction Challenge as well, with up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs and instant prizes for everyone who enters the contest. So here's what you got to do. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN to get a shot at doubling your money if a touchdown is scored in Sunday's game. That's promo code FTN to get a shot at doubling your money during Sunday night's season finale only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey, Indiana, or Colorado residents only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/prediction-challenge-DFS for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT, or in Colorado, 1-800-522-4700. And with that, again, on this hump day edition of the pod, it's time for the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's dive into college basketball, which bled my bank account dry last night. It was a rough one for me, Lundy. I think the only thing I got right was Baylor. And thank God for that. At least I got something right. And I put together like a little 3-leg out of desperation, chasing at the 11th hour parlay play. I had Stanford plus 6.5 check. I also had Illinois on the money line check. And I had some other game on the money line. Oh, Arkansas check. So I redeemed myself a little bit, got a little bit back. But we got to run hot. So hopefully the chalk that I'm chasing in the first couple of these fade fives will be cash money. And let's dive into a matchup in the ACC as Virginia travels to Raleigh to face off against the Wolfpack of NC State. And I don't think the Wolfpack's going to be howling in this game. If they are, they're going to be screaming for mercy because, you know, you look at Virginia, we know what the chemistry is of this team, and that is to have a slow rolling boil, right? They are piano dragging when it comes to tempo. Number 357 out of 357 Division I teams in that category. Unbudging D as well with that pack line system. The Cavs giving up just 0.96 points per possession in ACC play. Now, there's a misnomer that's out there. People believe that Virginia's defense only, but this team can really light it up offensively. The Cavs are number one or number two in the ACC in eight different offensive categories, including points per possession scored at 1.146. They shoot over 40% from downtown and over 50% inside the arc. I think the versatility and the polished skill set of Huff and Hauser and Murphy is going to be too much. And if NC State tries to speed this thing up, which they will attempt to do, I think they're going to fail terribly. Keep in mind, too, the Wolfpack giving up 38.2% along the arc. You cannot leave Virginia shooters open because they will knock down those triples and burn you in the end. So give me UVA minus -7 on the road. Fade or follow.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with you on this one as well. NC State, they're very susceptible. If you get rolling at all from the field, and I mean, like, you don't have to shoot 55%, but if you get rolling where you're in the upper 40s, they're in trouble because that defense will not keep up with you. And I think UVA can manage to pull that off. In fact, looking at it, the Wolfpack 2-6 on the year when their opponent shoots better than 44.3, and I think UVA can do that. I think NC State is in trouble. Let's take the Cavs on the road and give up the points.
Pack it up, pack it in, and we're about to begin to make some money with Virginia.
Number four.
All right, let's go to the SEC and talk about maybe one of the dumbest teams in college basketball, the LSU Tigers, traveling to Alabama to square off against the Crimson Tide. And you know we love us some Alabama here on the podcast. Nate Quicker Oats, that is the MO of this team. They love to go up-tempo. That's why I'm going to lay the 8.5 here in this contest. Again, it's all about D and three. That is the formula for success, the backbone of Bama's up-tempo attack. They shoot 41.2% beyond the arc, and in SEC play, giving up just 0.901 points per possession, which is at or near the top in that league. Now, both these squads love to play at a lightning pace, but the Tigers are clawless defensively, number 144 in adjusted defensive efficiency on the season. And in terms of, you know, the one area they are, I should give them credit, decent in is three-point percentage D. They're only giving up 32%, but it's just a barrage. It's a bombardment. That's what Alabama exercises on the floor. So they're going to continue to go out there and shoot threes no matter if they're making them or not. And I think they're going to be, you know, splashing multiples through the cylinder. It's going to be up to Smart and Days on this LSU team. Both those guys shooting over 41% from downtown to keep pace with that outside blitz. In the end, though, I think Alabama wins this thing by 10-plus just due to the overall inadequacies, particularly in transition D and inside of LSU. Fade or follow, Roll Tide at minus -8.5.
I will follow on this one as well, and I'm with you. I think it's double figures, which means even if this line creeps up throughout the day, maybe it gets to 9, 9.5, I'm still feeling okay with that. So even if it gets up to that point, folks, go ahead and follow it. Alabama, I think, is going to wind up starting off pretty strong. I think they stick with it. And LSU, Brad, their last 10 games as an underdog, 1-9 against the spread.
Wow.
Follow the trend, folks. LSU not keeping up with their opponents, especially when they are an underdog. Do I think Bama will score a hundy like they did the last time these two teams played? No, I don't think that will happen. But I do think that Roll Tide is the right way to put it. This team is going to roll.
Make some buckaroos. Whoa. with Bama.
Number three.
All right, let's go to the association, and we're going to work in our NBA player prop of the day presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go to MonkeyKnifeFight.com. It is a DFS game unlike any other. It's got NBA player props, NHL player props, college sports player props, and, of course, the NFL. If you want to get some side action on Super Bowl 55, it's just you against the house, more or less, which is over or under on all the stats you already know. You put them together in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you hit on the over, the under, the more cash you stuff into your pockets. Use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN to score free $5 game on the house only at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And let's talk about an ascending star right now in the NBA, and that is one Christian Wood, and he is going up against the Oklahoma City Thunder this evening. Actually, pretty heavy NBA slate, not too shabby to say the least. But specific to Wood, I'm laying the wood on the over here on 10.5 rebounds. And by the way, at DraftKings Sportsbook, it's plus odds on the over for this. And Wood has achieved this feat in five of his last seven games, just squared off against Oklahoma City on February 1st. He went 18-11 in just 26 minutes played. And you look at OKC on the season, Lundy, they are dead last in the NBA in defensive rebounding percentage, which is music to Christian Wood's ears. So the former running reb of UNLV, are you going to fade or follow me on this over at 10.5 rebounds at MKF, and again at plus odds at DK Sportsbook?
Do you understand how difficult this is for me, dude? Because lately, fading the noise has been a good thing with some
profitable
of these NBA player props, right?
Definitely yesterday.
And I want so badly to fade you on this one, but I'm shocked that this number is at 10.5 with plus odds, as you said. So obviously you can snag it at MKF, but you can also snag it over at DraftKings with plus odds. This surprises me because I would have expected this number to be 11.5, right in that range. And so the fact that it's at 10.5, man, I want to fade you so badly on this one, just because I'm starting to feel like maybe folks out there with their little earbuds in or listening going, man, whatever Brad says with the player prop, do the opposite. This is one that I think though that we're on. I think we get back on the horse here with the player props on the NBA side. Wood is emerging as a star. This is a favorable matchup for him going up against the Thunder. And I'm surprised that the number's where it's at. So tell you what, my friend, I'm going to break out the bones. I'm going to roll the dice and see if you can hit.
All right, it's your funeral and it's your bank account, but we're rolling with Wood.
Number two.
All right, let's get back to the college basketball action. Let's go back to the SEC. Kentucky traveling to Jefferson City, or Columbia, excuse me. Jefferson City is the capital of Missouri. Columbia is where the University of Missouri is located. And I am going to take the visitors, no matter where this game is going to be played, plus the 4.5 on the Wildcats. You might say to yourself, Brad, Kentucky's terrible. They're not even a tournament-level team. They're at 500 right now in SEC play. Why on earth are you going to take them against a team that's ranked? Well, Missouri has really been struggling here, over the last several games. Barely handled TCU over the weekend. It took them to overtime, hit the century mark in that game, and they were on fire from three, too, splashing 11 triples, which is uncharacteristic for them because Missouri right now on the SEC season just shooting 28.8% beyond the arc. They're also turnover prone in terms of, you know, having the ball in their hands, coughing it up 20.6% of the time, and they're really free throw dependent. If those threes aren't falling, 22.6% of their points come at the charity stripe. I know that, you know, the Wildcats are largely toothless in offense, 0.990 points per possession, 32.6% along the perimeter, 45% inside of it, which, by the way, is dead last in the SEC. So putting ball through basket has been quite a chore for Kentucky this year. But, you know, I think they can get to the line. That's where they can really make you pay. They shoot 76.6% as a team from the free throw stripe. And if you look at Missouri, this is a team that is prone to fouling early and often. So it's all about Boston, Sar, Jackson pounding and packing the paint, drawing some of those whistles. And if that shakes out, and knowing that Kentucky can play some decent defense here, I think they're going to keep this thing close. So give me Kentucky, Big Blue Nation, plus the 4.5. I think old Captain Hook, yar, is going to come into play here. So fade or follow, again, Kentucky plus 4.5.
I'm going to fade you on this one, my man. And this is simply because I just don't think Kentucky's got it in them. I mean, I know we see flashes every now and then.
Yeah.
I know we can send them to the free throw line. I don't trust this team, man. And I think that Missouri, despite the fact that two in a row they haven't covered against both TCU and Auburn, obviously they did not cover against the spread. Prior to that, they had three in a row. I just think Missouri gets back on track here. I think that this is a low enough number with where it's sitting right now that I would expect with the 4.5 that Missouri can do this. I think it's going to be close. I know you just said that you think Captain Hook's going to come into play for Kentucky. I think it's going to be the other way around. I think the hook is going to benefit Missouri, so I will roll with the Tigers.
Woo! It's going to come down to the last possession. Will it be a meaningful or meaningless three at the buzzer? And we'll see what side of the ledger it lands on. But I'm going to take Kentucky and the points. Lundy fading me with Mizzou.
Number one.
All right, last but certainly not least. Now, full disclosure, I had a full scouting report rundown of how much I love Syracuse tonight against Louisville. Inside the Carrier Dome, laying the 2.5. And then I woke up this morning, and the game was postponed because of COVID. So we had to pivot here. And as a result, I'm going to work in a four-leg money line parlay. All right, we're going to get spicy, extra spicy with it, baby.
Yeah.
More than just a pinch of pepper, we're putting the entire Carolina Reaper pepper on top of our lovely entree. And again, if you don't know what money line means, we're just talking about these teams that's got to win straight up. So it's a four-legger. Give me Florida against an inferior South Carolina team. And the Gators playing great basketball, coming off the high of that win in Morgantown against West Virginia over the weekend. Give me Alabama, who we already laid out the case for against LSU at home. Give me Villanova on the road against the Johnnies. You know, the Johnnies are going to love to play at an up-tempo pace. I think Nova's going to slow them down, keep them in a half court, and just, you know, rain down threes in that game against a defense that's really struggled massively this season. And then give me Virginia as well. Again, that pack line defense, once it gets set, they just strangle you and asphyxiate the competition. That's what they're going to do to NC State. So if all four of those win straight up, it's plus 155, baby, which is only appropriate with Super Bowl 55 on the horizon. Fade or follow?
I'll follow just because of how spicy you're trying to be on this hump day Wednesday. I told you I hit a big time parlay last night with hockey, which, as I said, probably means that I'm doomed to fall through the ice tonight. But given that, why not? Let's see if we can ride a little bit of a heater. I like the fact that you put those four together on a simple money line and it bumps that number up as strongly as it does. As you said, a plus 155. I will roll with you on this one. And let's see if a simple money line parlay can give us a nice hump day celebration.
Oh, yeah, I got to make up for money's loss last night. So I hope that one hits. Again, Florida, Alabama, Nova, and UVA. All four just went straight up. It's plus 155. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Follow me there, at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this lovely program. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to score 10% off your subscription today. And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.